For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. House Republicans in Missouri have unveiled their plans for funding a new state mental hospital in Fulton. As Marshall Griffin tells us, it's similar to the proposal made in December by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon.
Like the governor's proposal, the GOP plan would use revenue bonds to pay for construction, which would not require a vote of the people. A few lawmakers from both parties have objected to that approach, saying that taking on debt without a vote would be unconstitutional. House Budget Chair Rick Stream disagrees.
We've checked it with several folks who we think are pretty good authorities. We have used these bonds before in the state for a variety of projects, so we're pretty comfortable with using these bonds.
The main difference is that Stream's bill would pay back the bonds in 5 years instead of 25 as proposed by the governor. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A spokesman for Governor Nixon praised the House GOP's proposal, calling it, quote, bipartisan. MU has ordered a safety inspection of all university-owned and leased buildings beginning Monday in response to a deadly structural collapse over the weekend. KBIA's Miranda Matheny reports.
Just after 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, residents in University Village apartments were woken by a loud banging sound as the balcony walkway outside their doors collapsed. Firefighters soon arrived to help residents evacuate. None of the 18 inhabitants were injured, but responding firefighter Bruce Britt was killed. Following the collapse, MU has ordered a safety inspection of the more than 250 university buildings this week. Several University Village residents say they had safety concerns about their apartments before Saturday. Resident Mahdi Atucci says,
"It was an old building and we expected, all the residents expected something like this because of all those rusted beams and the crashes and crack on the concrete."
Okay, so there was already cracks on the concrete before Saturday?
Yeah, there were on all the balconies, on all the walkways.
Tucci is pleased with how the university has taken care of displaced residents during and after the accident. However, she says the incident could have been prevented if they had listened to complaints from building residents and from the complex's manager about the safety of the walkways. Miranda Matheny, KBI News.
Missouri's new execution methods and a drug source have been the subject of much controversy over the past few months. But as Chris McDaniel reports, a federal judge says there's no reason to halt Wednesday's execution.
The execution of convicted murderer Michael Taylor would be the state's fourth in as many months, but it would be the first with its new drug supplier. The previous pharmacy bowed out after being sued for its involvement. Taylor's lawyers say there's been no oversight for the new pharmacy and that the drug is likely to put him through extreme pain. Because of the type of pharmacy that makes this drug, its quality varies from batch to batch, according to experts. They also take issue with the Attorney General giving the go-ahead for previous executions while appeals are still pending. District Judge Beth Phillips found none of the arguments convincing and denied Taylor's requests to halt his execution. His lawyers have appealed to a higher court. I'm Chris McDaniel.
Missouri House members have endorsed the first change in Missouri's income tax brackets since the Great Depression. A bill given initial approval Monday would require Missouri's tax brackets to be adjusted annually for inflation starting in 2015. Although the tax rates have changed over time, Missouri's top income tax bracket has been set at $9,000 since 1931. That means all income over that amount is taxed at the same 6% rate. Republican House member Paul Kurtman of Pacific is sponsoring the tax bracket legislation. He says that while $9,000 may have been a decent income during the Great Depression, it now falls below the poverty level. A Missouri House panel has once again rejected Governor Jay Nixon's call to expand Medicaid for about 300,000 people. The House Health and Social Services Funding Panel voted 11-4 Monday to defeat two attempts to insert the money into the next state budget that begins in July. In his budget proposal last month, Nixon had asked lawmakers to include $1.7 billion in federal funds to enlarge the program. The Democratic governor's administration estimates that adding the federal money would save Missouri $53 million in state funds for the upcoming fiscal year. Republicans have repeatedly rejected the expansion, and panel members argued Monday for making changes to the current program before expanding eligibility. Stevens College announced a $15 million donation to the school on Monday at Kimball Ballroom, making it the largest donation in the school's history. Stevens College President Diane Lynch said that this anonymous gift will help facilitate the school in areas of creative arts and health sciences.
The institution has positioned itself now strategically to excel in areas of creative arts, which is long our tradition, and in health sciences. So my expectation is that the resources will be used to invest in those areas of excellence. But beyond that, I couldn't tell you anything more specific.
Lynch also says college officials will begin discussing strategic goals that will best serve the students and improve the quality of their classroom experience. CJ Huff has learned a lot about leadership during his tenure as Joplin School's superintendent. He visited Rockbridge High School last week to talk to educators, parents, and students about the challenges he faced following the Joplin tornado of 2011. KBIA's Brady Finn has more.
In 2008, Joplin Schools had 149 students drop out of its system. In 2013, that number was just 65. The 2011 tornado that left Joplin in ruins also left $2.8 billion in damage, enough to make it the most costly tornado in U.S. history. Joplin School Superintendent C.J. Huff presented a slideshow and spoke for more than an hour at Rockbridge High School about how his community has led an impressive effort to rebuild the damaged and destroyed schools.
Everybody has different ideas on how a community should move forward, and I think we're all committed to building back better than we were before. You know, that process is a long, arduous process, and we're well into that right now and making good decisions, I think, as a community to fill our promise to build back better than we were prior to the storm.
Huff also talked about making sure schools everywhere are using their resources to ensure that students remain the focus and receive proper care. Columbia parent Mark Clervey was in attendance during Huff's presentation. He said the school's priority should be very simple.
We should care about how our kids are doing and focus on their happiness.
Huff also challenged parents to take their engagement beyond education and into their community, asking what they can do for their community to make it better. Brady Finn, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Starick.